Hey man, say man, hey man, say man, hey man, say man. Welcome back to the podcast. Don't get to share, like, send voice messages, support the podcast, all that good stuff. But boy, bro, let's be honest, they killers too. Even though their family did just get that bad, rich, still gotta risk their killer too. Ain't no money, ain't no amount of money worth losing somebody's life. But hey, Clippers, hey, 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 Clippers, hey, hey, y'all folks, you gotta bounce. 3-1, Nuggets made history, fired out Rivers, Kawhi still look the same, it don't matter, but Jamal dropped 40 on y'all folk, Jokic going stupid on y'all folk, PG-13 wasn't doing nothing with y'all folk, boy, Michael Porter Jr. going stupid, Jeremy Grant going stupid, Bobby, I done folk lost, but I know everybody bracket busted right now. If your back and I bust, you either a Denver Nuggets fan, or you got the picks of the grace of God, because ain't no way in the hell nobody picked the Nuggets to beat the fucking Clippers. Not like that, in a way. Not in seven like that. I damn sure didn't see that shit coming. Boy, Jokic, Murray, the next big two. I ain't even gonna say the next. They is the now. Next 10, 15 years with Porter Jr. as third option. Then they get Paul Millsap off the books. They gonna have room for another max player. Well, yeah, they're going to have room for another max player, because I don't really see them bringing back Paul Millsap unless it's like on a real, real cheap deal. And then they bring back, Gary Harris on that big deal. Somebody restructured his contract. When his contract up, get him on smaller deal. Will Barton on smaller deal. Boy, then Michael Porter Jr. going to get paid, but then they still have a lot of cap space. Hey, man. Boy, if you seen this coming, you a cow. I swear to God, you a cow unless you a Nuggets fan. And Nuggets fan didn't even see this coming. You seen on Twitter Nuggets fans talking about, I did not expect our team to be doing this right now. 2-3-1-2 back-to-back rounds. First time in history. Team came back for 3-1 twice in the same playoffs. They ain't never been done before. Shit, after the LeBron shit, I thought it'd never be done again. After LeBron beat Golden State, LeBron and Kyrie beat Golden State. This happened? Yeah, they got to fire Doc Rivers. They got to. Doc Rivers could win with Lob City, Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, DeAndre Jordan, Jamal Crawford, new boy, Matt Barnes, and them. And now he can't win with this team? But I don't care about chemistry. I don't care about none of that. You got Paul, even though Paul George had been playing very down. If you notice, though, Paul George really ain't ever been the same since that injury, though. And people be forget, like, he really, like, that gruesome injury stuff. He really ain't been the same since then. Like, in a regular season, yeah, he do stupid. But in the playoffs, he ain't been the same since that injury. He really ain't. And then once that shoulder still, I can tell that shoulder still bothering him too, because after every game, he always got that shoulder wrapped up. That shoulder still ain't the same. He should have took a whole year off. That shoulder still ain't right. That shoulder still not right. And it won't be right. Definitely that quick turnaround they about to have. Because they saying the season might start in December. That ain't finna work. I really think they should start the season like around January, February, because that's around football season end. So that'd probably be the best time to start, because that's when all the attention will solely be on you. I never understood why they started in October. I never really understood that, because like around February, I know y'all, they usually like around a break and they second half start after the football season. But why don't you just have the whole season after football season? That makes the most sense to me. But boy, back, boy. Hey, all probably goes to the Nuggets, man. Mike Malone is an amazing coach. I know the Kings feel stupid for firing him. Even DeMarcus Cousins said they'll stupid fire him. DeMarcus Cousins might be on Nuggets next year, though. Cat, you know, I'm trying to chase that ring. But Denver Nuggets, hey, man, they all be one of my favorite teams. But I'm not finna bandwagon like I just been on they bandwagon all year. I haven't. They always been my third favorite team. They always been the Hawks, OKC, and then the Nuggets. But boy, hey, I ain't even gonna act like I haven't been cheering for them, so I ain't even gonna jump on a bandwagon like that. I ain't even gonna do it. I just always liked their uniforms, and I always liked the Carmelo, and I always liked how they all play together. But boy, I don't think they're gonna beat the Lakers. I think the Lakers gonna win in six. Like, but hey, Clippers, fire Doc, man. Get Doc up out of there, man. He only won that one championship. Cause Kobe was hurt, and that was that Lakers team didn't know what they was doing yet. And he had that amazing. He really had the original. He had the first of big three of this era. Like that was a real big three right there. Then with a merger Rondo and just an amazing defense. Like How do you lose with this team? You got amazing defense, offense off the bench with Montrez and Lou. I don't think he knew what he was doing with that team. I don't think he knew what he was doing with that talent and able to coach him. I really don't think that. Boy, oh my God, man. This is impeccable. Like, then we gonna talk about the block Bam had. We ain't gonna talk about that block Bam had. But boy, Nuggets, y'all get all my props. I mean, every single last drip and drop of my props. Like, go stupid, go crazy, man. Jokic, best center in the league. I always said it would be, but man, Jokic the best center in the league, man. Jamal Murray, top 5 point guards now. You gotta give it to him. Like, you know, you still got Curry, you still got Dame. Russell? Trey? Luka? I think Luka is considered a point guard, I think. I don't know what Luka's considered. He's gonna be a point because when Jalen Brunson was playing, he was basically the shooting guard. So I don't know what he's considered. Why? Jamal Murray put the team on his back. Jeremy Grant having an amazing playoff. Paul Millsap stepped it up in it because he had a whole first round. He stepped it up. Michael Porter Jr. showing you why he was rated the number one prospect coming out of college and high school for the injury. Whew. That's when it get Bobo and Bobo get right. Oof. Monte Morris, amazing backup point guard. Could be starting on some team. No cap. He could really be starting on some team. Torrey Craig, good. Okay, good. It's a little far-fetched. It's a decent 3-and-D player, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he's that good teammate that you need. Man, boy. Damn, boy. They messed up the Lakers versus Clippers finals, man. And then Miami beat the Boston today. Like, Miami be getting lucky. I don't know what. Jason Tatum got that shit beat off the bad boy by Bam Adebayo. Oh, God, he got that shit beat. But, man, they just be grinding games. Tyler Hero is a fucking demon. Hero goes stupid. I swear to God, Hero goes stupid. That boy got that burn on him, man. Then Jimmy Butler's getting it done down the clutch. Jason Tatum didn't hit it. I don't think he hit a shot in the overtime in the last, like, 3-4 minutes in the fourth quarter. Jason Tatum's on clamps. Kimball was playing like ass, and he stepped it up. Jaylen Brown had some big rebounds, but Jay Taylor getting clamped up. That nigga on that last play in the fourth quarter, I don't know what he was doing. He just tried to do a dribble in place ISO on Derrick Jones. He didn't have to do them to stay right there. He just took him out of the dribble and put him in a bad situation. He couldn't guard him. I don't know why he didn't do that. But them four looked nice tonight. Miami looked. I don't know who's gonna win. That series definitely going to seven. I don't see how it can go. If it do go, don't go like if it go to 6-5-4, whatever. It's all gonna be close games. And it's gonna be that's one thing I like about these playoffs though. It ain't really been like no blowouts. Like it ain't been like no like all these good series, it ain't been no blowouts. Like you know how we had the Cleveland and Warriors series that one year. The year LeBron won. Like, it was like blowouts in them series. Like even last year we had a couple series that was just blowouts until like but it might have seemed like a good series because it went to seven games. But just because it went to seven games, that don't mean it was a good series. It was some real, like, real deal blowouts. But Bam was going stupid. Tyler Hero saved the game. Dragic still showed what he got left in that bag. Butler showing why Philly needed him and Minnesota needed him and all these other teams needed him. Why Minnesota haven't been able to even sniff the playoffs since he's been gone. Chicago haven't been able to sniff the playoffs since he's been gone. Man. But Lakers versus, I never expected to hear the Lakers versus Denver. Then the Heat versus the Celtics in the third round for both conferences. But I do got Lakers in six. And I got, I got Boston in seven. Don't forget, like, chill, comment, send voice messages, and don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's gonna be in the description. Hey, Orlando, don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.